This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a story about our uneven abilities to assess risk. At a time that the threat of Ebola was scaring Americans, many were not sparing a thought for the flu. Influenza can kill adults as well as children, put thousands of adults into the hospital, and sickens 1 out of 10 of us every year. Yet, people often can't get it together for a flu shot. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells looks into some reasons why.
Rick Monnier is standing right outside a grocery store, the kind of place where you can get a flu shot in 2 minutes for $28, even less if you've got insurance. And Monnier is a senior citizen, a group for whom the flu can be fatal. But Monnier says while he gets all the rest of his vaccinations, he does not like the flu shot.
I don't believe in it because we're injecting something into our body that necessarily I don't need. And so I try to stay away from people that have it. Or if I get it, we'll just go through the motions.
Tina Dale is a mom who makes sure that her kids get the shots, but she doesn't.
I got it once and got sick, and I will never get it again.
Fewer than half of all Americans actually get the flu shot, according to the Centers for Disease Control. That is despite the fact that the flu shot does not contain a live virus or anything else that can give you the flu. Last flu season, 109 kids died from complications. But let's say that you're a healthy adult. You don't have kids. Do you really need the flu shot?
The more people that get shots, the safer the group will be.
This is Professor Andrew Maynard. He's the director of the University of Michigan's Risk Science Center. And he says even if you don't care about getting sick, getting the flu shot can protect others.
Especially those young kids that haven't got shots, though those people that are particularly vulnerable. So this is really a social duty.
But Maynard says our brains are just not built to be smart about risk. We're way more scared of the unfamiliar, like Ebola. But something so common, like the flu, it's just hard to be scared of that.
That doesn't make sense on an emotional level. So at the end of the day, we just have to make the plunge, and we have to just trust somebody that this is going to be okay for us.
Still, public health experts agree that until flu shots are good for years, rather than something you have to get every 12 months, we're just never going to get everybody to get that shot. In Ann Arbor, I'm Kate Wells for Marketplace.